So, can I ask you a hypothetical question?
Oh, dear, I don't like hypothetical questions.
Well, I don't think you're going to like the real one either.
Steven Spielberg returns to the big screen for the first time since the BFG with a very timely film called The Post.
The most highly classified documents of the war.
The Times has 7,000 pages detailing how the White House has been lying about the Vietnam War for 30 years.
It tells the story of the Pentagon Papers and how they were ultimately leaked to two major newspapers in the early 1970s.
Do you have the papers?
Not yet.
At the heart of the narrative is the debate about freedom of speech. And in telling the story of 1971, boy, it sure sounds a whole lot like 2017.
You're talking about exposing years of government secrets.
Is that legal?
What is it you think we do here for a living, kid?
Tom Hanks is great, as usual, as legendary Washington Post editor Ben Bradley.
We have 10 hours till the deadline, so we dig in.
Meryl Streep plays Kay Graham. She runs the paper. She inherited it from her husband who committed suicide. It was his family that started the newspaper. And in 1971, she finds herself on the precipice of having to make a really big decision about whether to print the papers.
Well, since the way things worked, politicians and the press, they trusted each other so they could go to the same dinner party and drink cocktails and tell jokes while there was a war raging in Vietnam.
I don't know what we're talking about. I'm not protecting Lyndon.
No, you got his former Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara, the man who commissioned this study. He's
I'm
one of about a dozen party
him.
Guests
I'm not
out on your
any
patio.
Of them. I'm protecting the paper.
It is a tremendous performance and a career of tremendous performances.
If you publish, we'll be at the Supreme Court next week.
Meaning...
Well, we could all go to prison.
The Post is a really solid film. It's very, very good, bumping right up against great. And the most impressive thing about it is that the film didn't even start shooting until May 30th of this year. That's right, barely 6 months ago.
We can't hold them accountable if we don't have a newspaper.
Nixon will muster the full power of the presidency, and if there's a way to destroy you, by God, he'll find it.
See The Post. It's important, it's timely, it's filled with great performances, and let's face it, movies like this are going to TV and Netflix increasingly these days. If we don't go out and see these on the big screen, all we're going to get are sequels and giant robot movies. You tell me I'm wrong.
What will happen if we don't publish? We will lose. The country will lose.
What are you going to do, Mrs. Graham?
KGO Radio, I'm Dennis Willis.